This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, without further ado, we're going to go back to Tammy, who was talking about anxieties, and sweet little me had to put her on hold. So, Tammy, tell me you're okay, right?
I am. Okay, I was breathing really good, right?
Yeah, you were doing great.
Okay, so I had a really bad experience with anxiety and actually was put in a hospital for a couple of weeks because of it. I think it was due to working 24/7, not eating right, not sleeping right. They didn't diagnose me like being crazy or anything like that. They just said I was under too much stress. And within about 2 months after that, I was diagnosed with ovarian stage 3 cancer and almost died.
Jeez, it sounds like somebody missed the diagnosis the first time.
Yeah, unfortunately, I was misdiagnosed with my ovarian cancer 3 times with my gynecologist. But it just was kind of funny that I had been so sick with this anxiety and nervous breakdown, and then within, you know, 2-3 months span, I got diagnosed with cancer. And so my doctor tells me that my cancer feeds off stress and a lot of other things, hormones and pesticides.
Yeah, but not in 3 months. And the likelihood of that cancer not being there that when you were having the anxiety, I think your body just knew to respond to something, and everybody missed the diagnosis. And it is a problem. Let me just take a moment, because I think what you're talking about is not an uncommon phenomenon. With medicine being as specialized as it is these days, that people tend to look at their own specialty, which is why it's really, really important for women to have a general practitioner as well as an OBGYN. Do not use your OBGYN as your primary physician, even in your childbearing years, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, there does tend to be a male bias in medicine that says that women, I mean, the word hysterical refers to women, right? Hysterectomy, it refers to your womb. So the idea being that if a man goes in with these symptoms, they say, oh, you're probably having a heart attack. If a woman, they say, oh, she's stressed or she's hysterical or whatever. We need to be careful about that. It doesn't mean that it can't be true. It means that my guess, if you're telling me that you were hospitalized for 2 weeks with so much exhaustion and so much stress, and 3 months later you've got stage 3 ovarian cancer, I'm saying, you had ovarian cancer when you went in there, and your body on some level was responding to it, and somebody missed the diagnosis.
Yeah. Well, okay. So my situation with my anxiety attacks is that I get so stressed with life in general, having a husband, 2 teenage kids, and just and the work that I was in, I lose track of time and space, and I jibber jatter, and so I found during my chemo for a year, taking it every week, that I would have those situations even happen then, and it was led to ended up being that I was low in magnesium and potassium and some vitamin D. And so I question on how those main things like that really play a role in our female body to keep us mentally stable. Do you feel like that?
Okay, well, you're talking about a whole bunch of different things. All right, so let's see if we can, let me tell you the things I know a lot about and things that I'm, first of all, I think that it was really interesting because, as I said, this week I'm co-hosting Doug Steffen's show. And so before I ever start with y'all, I've already been on the air for a couple of hours. And one of the things that they were talking about is not so much stress, but we're talking, because there's a huge controversy, it seems a little tangential, but it's really not, about aspirin. Because there's a new study that came out today that said aspirin is not only good for as being proactive about heart, but also about certain kinds, especially colorectal cancer, which makes some sense because, among other things, aspirin is an anti-inflammatory. So, and my point is that there was a study that came out like 2 weeks ago that said, or maybe 6 weeks ago, that said, and this aspirin every day is not a good idea. So they're saying to me, well, how do you discern what these studies are? And I'm saying moderation in all things. That if you eat a reasonable diet, that you don't, you know, you stay away from the obvious bugaboos. You stay away from refined flour, from sugar, from caffeine, from tobacco, from alcohol. You get a little bit of exercise. You eat as much whole grain stuff. And you know, you eat what you know damn well is healthy. And nine times out of ten, you're going to be okay. Now, are there other things? Do I think that's a cure for cancer? Of course not. But when in doubt, so you can do. I one of the things that I refer to a lot when people ask me questions about this, which is not my area of expertise particularly. I'm not a biochemist. If I went to a seminar a couple of years ago, maybe 10 years ago now, where they had people who win Nobel Prizes. Looking at vitamins, A, D, E, and K. And it was a 5-day seminar, all these state-of-the-art people, you know, PhDs, they're going to win prizes. And at the end, they got everybody together at the last day, and they had them all on a panel, and I raised my hand. And I said, how many of you take vitamin supplements? Guess how many did, Tammy?
Probably none.
Absolutely correct. Not one of them. They said, one less Big Mac, one more glass of orange juice, which I would argue with, one more banana, and you're good. That the Americans have the most expensive urine in the universe. And assuming that because it's good for you in small doses, it's better for you in large doses, it's not accurate in most cases. So, but let's look at you, and let's look at what I know, which is let's look at your stress level. Let's see what we can do to make you less victimized. But because a little stress is okay. No stress, you're going to be bored out of your mind. So you want to have a little bit of a challenge. A stress just means, by definition, overtaxing the system a little bit. So the question is, how much is good? So you learn, so you're stimulated, so it's exciting, so there's a little bit of uncertainty in your life, so it keeps you interested, and how much is going to put you in hospital? So let's look at, if we were going to divide your life into you've got work, you've got kids, you've got husband, you've got personal issues in addition to any of those, what area do you think is the most difficult for you, the most stressful?
Well, since I got sick, I don't work now.
Okay.
So my
is that a relief or is that stress?
I mean, it's a relief to me, but my 24/7 workaholic body and mind is lost. I have no purpose.
Okay. Okay, so, all right, so good. So let's, so a great example, Tammy, great example, because you're saying work stressed the daylights out of me. No work stresses me almost as much. This isn't what I should be doing. There's no purpose. All right, so let's take what kind of purpose would be fulfilling to you, would be entertaining to you, would be stimulating to you, yet you'll feel that you're in control, that you don't have to do this, you don't have to maybe answer to a boss, you don't have deadlines. What kinds of behavior, what kinds of activities would take up some slack and keep you focused, make you feel like there is a purpose, not let you focus on, gee, pings and dings, and I wonder if my body is now betraying me? What kinds of things would keep you interested, involved, alive, purposed? What kinds of things make some sense to you?
Well, I think my whole second act of giving back and not letting my situation happen to another female.
Okay.
I've gone.
So what would that be specifically? How would you sort of begin conceptualizing, not only conceptualizing that, but implementing it? What would you do?
Well, I got certified in the Look Better, Feel Better program with the American Cancer Society and the Beauty National Society.
Okay.
To have classes with cancer patients during their treatment to help them feel beautiful.
Okay.
I've signed up to volunteer with the American Cancer Society to do other workshops for women and just building that prayer and being there supporting.
Have you started doing any of these yet or not?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Let me put you on hold. Come back and tell me what the experience has been for you. Is it what you hoped? Is it too much? Is it too little? Oh, let me put you on hold. Come right back to you. Because you're clearly on the right path. I just want to make sure that we don't that we don't mislead you. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicSource.com.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in an area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. And it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying $1, $1.50, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay! ProPure.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking heart and body extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Rolled out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ready, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Tammy, who has had some serious medical issues and some serious panic issues in the past, and she's now sort of downscaling her work a bit because of her health issues, but saying, well, you know, I need to to feel like I'm, you know, I matter. And she found some great places to put some energy. And you have started doing them, and is it working out for you?
Yeah, I am. I'm trying to volunteer at least once or twice a month. But you have your kids and your husband that look at you and say, well, you're not working, and you're not, you know, providing for the family or whatever. And it's like, well, you know, I can't work, and it wouldn't be fair.
Let's go back to that issue. Would you like to work?
I am not sure now, because I worked 24/7 for so many years. My kids are 12 and 16, and I missed so much of their life. And when I got hit with cancer, working's not that important. Your family is. And so I've kind of, you know, the whole cancer journey has changed my whole perspective about it. But I don't, you know,
Let me start you with one thing. All right, this may not be obvious to you, very obvious to me. Looking back is a mistake, okay? Because it'll make you anxious, it'll make you regretful, it'll make you confused, it'll make you sad. Doesn't make any difference. Whatever you did right or wrong, it's already done, all right? That's gone. So the question is, starting at this moment, first of all, 14-year-old, what'd you say, 14 and 16 or 12 and 16?
12 and 16.
Okay. They're going to need you to schlep them, but the kind of day-to-day parenting... First of all, they won't tolerate it. Second of all, they don't need it. And third of all, you'll drive them and you wild. So it's okay to sit down and figure out a schedule. It's okay. Certainly a 12-year-old and a 16-year-old, not to mention a husband, are certainly capable of doing things like laundry, meal preparation, house cleaning. This doesn't have to be the Tammy superwoman follies here. All right? So it's time for you to take a deep breath, not to look back and not to sort of do coulda, woulda, shoulda, because that's going to get you no place except unhappy, but to figure out, what do I want now? Would I like to have some income, or is it irrelevant? I enjoy cooking for my family, but I don't need to do it 7 days a week. Or I like having a clean house, but I'm perfectly willing to either pay somebody or the kids can help. Begin designing your life as you want it to be. Most of us kind of fall into a pattern, and we fall into it for any one of a number of reasons. We fall into it of necessity. We fall into it of habit. We fall into it things happen. The good news, bad news is that you've had the universe said, Tammy, pay attention, and so you have no choice. And so pay attention. What do you want your life to look like? How do you want your relationship with your kids to be? Not going backward. You can't go backward. They'll never be 3 years old again. So given the fact that they're teenagers, they're different people, how does it make sense for you to interact with them? What about your husband? That he may, if you're one of those competent people, it may be that he would defer to you just because, you know, that way he doesn't have to think about it. And that may be fine. That may not be not so fine. In terms of your own mental health and physical health, what makes sense to you at this moment? And in terms of how you interact with the world, do you want it to be volunteer? Would you like to get paid for it? And you don't have to, these are not questions to necessarily answer immediately with me at this moment. These are things to sit down with a paper and pencil and begin. You get to be the architect of your own life going forward. And most of us are not. Most of us are rehabbing a structure or moving into somebody else's mistake or, you know, I mean, and I don't want to push my metaphors any farther than I absolutely have to, but you get to be the architect. So sit down and figure out what makes sense for you. Now, understand, you may have some negotiation to do here because you've taught your family, Tammy is the war horse. No matter what you need, if you decide that you need a costume for the Halloween pageant the night before, Mom will do it. If you need people to come over for a dinner party for 12 and you sort of slipped your mind, Tammy will do it. If there's work to be done and the person who was supposed to do it got married or got sick or quit or called in sick or was drunk, Tammy will do it. You don't have to do that. I mean, the universe is saying, Tammy, cut it out. This is not, it's not going to make you loved. It's not going to make you appreciated. It's going to make you sick. So let's figure out what you want to do. And if I were you, I would get some paper and pencil, and I would write different columns. And I wouldn't even say kids. I would have each of your kids have a separate column. your husband have a separate column. And you may want to think about husband in terms of social life, sex life, finances, home care, cars, transportation, doctor's appointments. So begin thinking about what makes sense to you. Do not begin figuring out what makes sense to them. That's their job. They'll do their own negotiation with you. Figure out what makes sense for you.
So do you feel like people that have anxiety attacks and unbalanced lives and all that kind of stuff need to be on medicine to keep their lives stable?
Not necessarily. It depends. Look, I think there's no such thing. Anybody alive today is prone to anxiety attacks because it's genetic. And there's some people who have more or less. But we all have the hyperventilation response because our ancestors who didn't got eaten, you know, or killed. So everybody alive today tends to, anxiety is the number one mental health issue in the world, all right? And our society does a pretty good job of it in and of itself. So do I think you need to be on medication? Not necessarily. Do I think medication can be helpful? Depends on the circumstances. But the point being that anxiety in and of itself is like anger. Anger is neither good nor bad. It's gotten a bad name. Anger is a very helpful emotion that comes with its own energy supply, and it can tell you a lot. So does anxiety. So figure out not, you know, if I said to you, I could give you a pill and you'd never feel anxious again, if you're wise, you're not going to take it. Because anxiety is just kind of mental health pain. If I said to you, if you stub your toe, it's never going to hurt. You don't want to do that. And in fact, there is actually a condition where people don't feel pain at all. And they end up in terrible shape because pain is our body's response to saying, not a good idea. Anxiety is our brain's way of saying, not a good idea. So anxiety is a very useful, uncomfortable, hard to ignore emotion for a good reason. It's like a baby's cry. So don't treat anxiety as the enemy. Treat it as the barometer. When is enough? When is a little anxiety okay? When does it tell you that something's going on? When is it overwhelming? And so, but the more you feel that you're in control of your life, the less anxious you'll feel. Anxiety is a sense of panic, of feeling trapped, of feeling we have no choices. So begin looking at your life in terms of choices, of options, of deciding to do things that make you feel good and happy. And then worry about, all right, how does this work? Now, if you're asking me, do I think you need medication to negotiate with your 16-year-old that they're going to have to clean up their own room, you're going to feel anxious. They're not going to be happy about this. Is that a bad thing? Not necessarily. Saying to your husband, honey, look, I'm willing to cook four nights a week, three nights a week. You and the kids are responsible. If you have some questions, stay on for me. All right, stay on for me for a second, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally.
Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men. Tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
Well done, Manny. Okay, got a couple of pretty interesting DVDs out today. First of all, and the one that will, I'm sure, get the most downloads and sales is Furious 7. Deckard Shaw seeks revenge against Dominic Toretto and his family for his comatose brother. This was Paul Walker's last film and is dedicated to him. It's got Vin Diesel, Paul Walker on it, Dwayne Johnson, Jason Statham. It actually is a pretty good movie. I have seen, I think, all of them. I thought the first one... Well, the first one was kind of stupid fun. I thought... The second one was just stupid, but this one is probably the best of the group. maybe other than the possibility of the first, but the first one was new. You know, you hadn't seen it before, so that was. There's always something. The novelty is always something that's vaguely seductive. So, but Furious 7 is worth some time. I don't know what the rating is on it. Is it R? It's 137 minutes, long movie.
I think it was PG-13, if I remember.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't actually say here. But it's a long movie, and maybe a little longer than it should be. Some fantastic stunts. Make sure that you convince your kids not to do this at home. Cinderella, the opposite end of the spectrum. We know the story. When her father unexpectedly passes away, young Ella finds herself at the mercy of her cruel stepmother and her daughters. Never one to give up hope, Ella's fortunes begin to change after meeting a dashing stranger. Lily James is very pretty, a little bit bland in this one, but very pretty. This is kind of a feminist tale in some ways. Cate Blanchett is the wicked stepmother and is actually fairly good in it. Richard Madden is appropriately cute. Helena Bonham Carter plays the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo, weird. I mean, Helena cannot do a straight role to save her life, I don't think. Love and Mercy is actually a fairly interesting movie. It's not perfect, and it's a little bizarre, to be quite honest. Beach Boys leader Brian Wilson struggles with emerging psychosis as he attempts to craft his avant-garde pop masterpiece. This is in the 60s. In the 80s, he's a broken, confused man under the 24-hour watch of shady therapist Dr. Eugene Landy, who is paid by Paul Giamatti, who was, I think, in his contract, he has to be in every movie ever made. This is John Cusack and Paul Dano and Elizabeth Banks. It's actually a pretty interesting movie, and it'll give you a completely different view of the Beach Boys than at least I had. I mean, I grew up with the Beach Boys thinking there was kind of bubblegum. I actually interviewed Mike Love at one point. And they were incredibly popular, but they were viewed as really lightweight. And this movie, if nothing else, makes you shows you really the musical genius that especially Brian Wilson was. Not very balanced. And in some ways, this is going to reflect sort of the Pawn Sacrifice, which is the Bobby Fischer, Boris Spassky story. This one, the music is more fun, and the music is wonderful in this one, so you'll have a good time. It's certainly worth downloading. In terms of TV, The Big Bang Theory, which is enormously popular, is available on DVD. This is season 8 is available. A woman moves into an apartment across the hall from two brilliant but socially awkward physicists, shows them how little they know about life outside the laboratory. And Jim Parsons is on Broadway, knocking them dead as God. Yeah, truly, I didn't make this up. CSI Crime Scene Investigation. This is the final season with Lawrence Fishburne, Marge Helgenberger, and Eric Smazda. Carol Burnett Show, the 1967 series, is available now on DVD. See if there's anything else. All right, so the I think the number one download this month, or this will probably be Furious 7, and it's worth seeing. So some interesting movies coming out. The closer we get to Christmas, the more you'll have some really interesting DVDs coming out, because they're great stocking stuffers. Speaking of something that has absolutely nothing to do with stocking stuffers, because actually they're not bad stocking stuffers, they're just expensive stocking stuffers, is the Broadway Theater. Spring Awakening is already started in previews. The opening is the end of the month. This is a revival of the Tony-winning coming-of-age musical, which I sort of didn't love, but it had a couple of songs in it, one of which I cannot mention to you on the air because it has your favorite word in it. This is also being done. It was in 2006, so that's already 9 years ago. It's simultaneously in American Sign Language and spoken English by a cast of 27, so that should be pretty interesting. Marley Matlin is the only name that I knew in it. Old Times, Clive Owen, Eve Best, Kelly Riley, which should be pretty cool. I mean, Clive Owen in person. This is a Harold Pinter show. Dealey is looking forward to meeting Anna, his wife Kate's best friend from long ago. As the night goes on, Anna's visit quickly shifts from an ordinary sharing of memories to a quiet battle for power, something we never talk about around here. Fool for Love is Sam Shepard. The main draw on this is going to be the cast, Sam Rockwell and Nina Arianda. Sam Shepard is not one of my favorite playwrights, and this is not one of my favorite plays. a seedy motel on the edge of the Mojave Desert. Two former lovers unpack the deep secrets and dark desires of their tangled relationship, passionately tearing each other apart, beaten down by ill-fated love and a ruthless struggle for identity. Can they ultimately live with or without each other? I mean, as I said, I've seen this play like 5 times. Not my fave, but interesting cast. The Gin Game, which everybody's looking forward to because it's got James Earl Jones and Cicely Tyson in it. It previews starting next week, opens in October. An elderly couple at a nursing home play an increasingly tense series of gin rummy games as they expose truth about their failures, disappointments, and insecurity. So that should be really, I mean, with that kind of cast. Helen, we've got Dames at Sea. Can you say tap dancing? Ruby steps off a bus from Utah and into her first Broadway show, but hours before the opening curtain is to rise, the cast learns their theater is being demolished, so Ruby and the cast, with the help of some adoring sailors, set a plan in motion to perform the show on a naval battleship. This was written, I don't know, in the 40s, I think. I don't know. We'll see. Matthew Broderick is coming back in Sylvia, which is an A.R. Gurney play. A man adopts a sweet little puppy, Sylvia, only to find she soon drives a wedge between him and his wife. How can he balance the two females in his life? All right, guess who played Sylvia in the 1995 version of this? Would you like to guess?
I wouldn't even have the first.
Well, I mean, the fact that, yeah, it's Sarah Jessica Parker, who is
really?
Matthew Broderick's wife. Yeah,
right,
I thought you'd like that.
Huh. Yeah. Interesting.
And she was really fun in it. Julie White is in this, whom, as far as I'm concerned, can do no evil. She's fantastic. Therese Raquin is Keira Knightley, who is in Everest, which I can review for you tomorrow, is in this, with Judith Light as well. David Patrick Kelly, this tale of love, lust, betrayal, and guilt. Teresa has made peace with her loveless marriage to a weak man when her world is turned upside down by Laurent, walking through the door, unable to ignore their passion, the pair sets off on a violent path that may have far worse consequences for the perpetrators than for the victims. It should be kind of fun. She's Keira Knightley. She doesn't have much to do in Everest, but she has her own appeal. King Charles III, which I think should be really fun. This imagines a future where Britain's Prince Charles takes over the monarchy from his mom, Queen Elizabeth II. Not going to happen. It did very well. It won the Olivier Award for Best New Play in Britain, which of course it would. This has got a cast of people that I don't recognize, but I'm sure it'll be really fun. On Your Feet, so we've got this theater season isn't quite as star-studded as last year, and hopefully not quite as busy. There, I think 46 plays or something that opened between like February and April. So hopefully, and I think it was 64, as a matter of fact. But so this year should be a little quieter, which should be because so many plays stayed, so there's not theater space for them. We've got On Your Feet, which is written by Gloria Estefan, the story of two people who, through an unwavering dedication to one another and their pursuit of the American dream, showcase their talent, their music, and their heritage to the world in a remarkable rise to global superstardom. Gloria and Emilio Estefan are partnering with the Nederland organization. They did a tryout in Chicago. It's going to be in Broadway next month. Allegiance, George Takei. How cool is that? Leah Salonga, an epic story of love, war, and heroism set during the Japanese-American internment of World War II, following the story of the Kimura family in the weeks and years following Pearl Harbor as they are relocated from their farm in Salinas, California, the Heart Mountain internment camp in the rural plains of Wyoming. Not a proud moment in American history, but should be interesting. View from the Bridge with Arthur Miller is coming back in November. China Doll, David Mamet's play with Al Pacino. So lots of stuff to look forward to. Get a theater ticket ahead of time. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious, and you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have the time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to tryplated.com and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everybody's taste. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-proportioned ingredients for your dinner, so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door. Fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home. Your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Hurry over to tryplated.com now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. That's tryplated.com, tryplated.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. Kevin, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi. Thank you for having me on your show.
Sure. What's on your mind, Kevin?
Yes. So I have a real issue with my employer.
Okay.
Regarding a contractual agreement, and
okay.
So before I first agreed to taking the contract job, I asked them if there be any health medical insurance provided.
Okay.
For contractor agreement.
Okay.
They said no, but so after you know, I took the project, agreed to come on board, and I shared my custodial with my daughter, with my ex. So when child support agency sent a paperwork to the company, they decided without my consent to enroll me on a nationwide plan that doesn't even cover their local employees, because I work in North Carolina.
Okay.
Their headquarters in Maryland, and they enrolled me with the most expensive comprehensive insurance plan, me and my daughter, even though the transport agency says you only can enroll only for your daughter only. So
does your daughter have coverage someplace else? Does your daughter have coverage with your ex-wife?
Well, no. She before I took the job, she was on Medicaid. And
okay.
Since they did the three-year review, they found out that I did work, and I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
I contact both my caseworker and the HR employer, which is the third-party agency I work for.
Right.
IT agency. And they said, hey, I found me a local insurance, Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Right.
And I can get her for a very good price locally. And if I have any issues or concerns in the future, I can just go and talk to them, you know?
Versus, right.
They really have no idea. And they were charging like $700 every pay period for me and my daughter.
It's $700.
So,
how often is it?
It's really like every pay period, two times a month. So I don't know if it's bi-weekly or I don't know what you call
right.
it, but...
Kevin, I think what you probably need to do is, I don't think anybody did anything wrong here. It just sounds to me that I think what you need to do is find out exactly, first of all, does your employer contribute to any of the costs of the medical insurance, healthcare insurance?
No. In fact, what's so kind of intriguing and is actually upset a little bit is that, so after I sent an email out to them that I'd be seeking an attorney to try to get this resolved, and you guys don't want to communicate and work with me and my case worker, saying that I could, you know, all I need was from them was in writing, email sent to the child support agency case worker that, you know, he found he can get a cheaper local insurance where
right.
you live at versus came through us, but they didn't want to do that. I guess they're afraid of the child support paperwork. They came from court. I don't know. Maybe I don't know what's
well,
going
listen,
on.
Well, listen.
Anyway.
Have you asked them what the have you gone to human resources and just said, hey, look, I can. This is very expensive. I can get the same coverage
for sure.
a lot less money. And why?
Yeah.
And what have they said?
They said, well, I understand, but we have to obey what the court order said. But from the court, that's what they said.
Right. So what does the court order say?
The court order says that if they have insurance to the company, then, you know, then you must enroll only for the daughter only, not me and my daughter. But the company does not have insurance for outside employees, and two, they don't have insurance just for the daughter only. So you have to get
Kevin, it sounds to me that it's not, that the problem is not your company. The problem is the court order. So I think you're wise to have, because what they feel is that they're just following what the court has said, and they don't want to run afoul of the court. So what your lawyer needs to do is probably not go after HR, but go after the court with the documentation, and make sure you have the documentation of what the plan is that you can, and that you've enrolled, that you're going to enroll her in that. And I think you're probably okay. If you hate your job, you could probably quit your job. But if you like the job, I don't think that HR is the problem here. It sounds to me that they're feeling that they just got caught in a bureaucratic meat grinder here, that they have to do something through the company. And if you're going to get a lawyer, and you may not even need a lawyer, you may just be able to go to the state insurance commission and say, look, the court order says I have to have insurance. I have insurance. As long as I provide the letter from the insurance company says that I have it, I want to have this insurance, not this insurance.
Well,
so I don't think it's your company. I think it's the court order. And as long as you can document, call up the commission, the insurance commission in your state, because that's where the problem is. The court is saying he has to have some insurance, and it has to be through his employer so we know it's being paid for. But if you can document the fact that it's here's the way to do it, Kevin. Have your lawyer say that the Blue Cross Blue Shield, if that's who you're going with, that you will have a payroll deduction out of your salary before you do your salary that pays your insurance. And that should satisfy everybody. What the court is saying is, I'm sure you're a good guy, but there are a lot of deadbeat dads. And health insurance is really important. So what they're saying is, we just want to make sure that the kid is covered. And the easiest way to make sure the kid is covered is that it comes right out of your paycheck with your employer. What you're saying is, I can get the same policy coverage, and as long as the court is satisfied that, number one, it's coming out of your paycheck, and number two, that you're good for it, that your kid's covered, my guess is they won't have a complaint with it. But that's the way to go. It's not the company that's the problem. It's the court order. So call up the insurance commissioner and see if you can't negotiate it through that. But the clue is going to be just telling them that you want it taken out of your payroll deduction.
So here's another one. When they send me an email, after I send them an email that I'm seeking an attorney for, legal services, so they send me an email and say, oh, by the way, we will reduce your salary wage due to court benefits. I mean, what is that? Is that legal?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think you probably do need a lawyer. What you want is a resolution here. You've got a new job with a new employer, and you don't want to be viewed as a troublemaker. What you're saying is, I can do that. I understand the court wants me to be responsible for my kid's health care. I can do that. Here's how I can do it. All I need is a binder that says, here's what the insurance is. You can take it. It'll be a payroll deduction, so the company doesn't have to be responsible for it anymore, and the whole problem goes away.
All
right, I think the payroll deduction is probably going to be the clue. There are just a lot of people who apparently do not take their financial responsibility seriously. Obviously, you do. So just call up the insurance commissioner, get the binder, have it payroll deduction. You should be okay. All right? Now call me back.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. I know it has nothing to do with psychology. It has to do with negotiations. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
You miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold Fish Oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.